And joining me right now here on the phone line to recap the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' huge playoff win on Monday night. This guy's a mega fan, and he also does a great job doing news reporting there in Jacksonville for WOKV. He's my good friend, Chase Bunker. Chase, how you doing, buddy?
You know, still a beautiful day. You know, the day after a playoff win is great, but this one, I feel like my whole week is made, not just because the Bucs won, but because we beat the Eagles as well in such a fashion. You know, to quote the great Ice Cube, today was a good day. This whole week is pretty damn great, I must say.
Were you shocked by how good the Bucs played or how bad the Eagles played? What was it?
I was more shocked by how well the Bucs played, because here's the thing, and I believe you mentioned this on your show, the Bucs, yeah, going in, they won five out of their last six, but those last two games, that offense really was just looking inept. Like, I mean, yeah, you blank the Carolina Panthers, but you only scored 9 points. You lose to the Saints 23-13. Like, the offense wasn't exactly clicking, and especially in those last two games, like, that's when you kind of want to be at your hottest. And so there was a bit of skepticism going in. Now, all that said, the Eagles were just even worse. Like, they just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling into the postseason. And if it wasn't for a referee not hearing a Detroit Lions tackle saying, hey, I'm the eligible receiver, the Eagles might have been the lead. They might have actually won that division. Like, that's crazy to think about. Like, somebody mishearing, hey, I'm the eligible receiver, cost the Eagles to go play us, and we end up winning this. I don't know if we beat the Cowboys, to be honest. But regardless, like, that offense was clicking. The defense was just absolutely phenomenal. Like, it reminded me a lot of that Super Bowl performance in 2020, like, where the defense was just all up in Jalen Hurts' face. It just seemed like, hey, we have all these blitz packages. Really, what are you going to do to stop it? I'm not going to do anything.
Do you like also the Cowboys and Eagles are both out now?
Absolutely. Like, I don't know if it makes me a horrible person, but just seeing the Cowboys and Cowboys fans who have absolutely no reason to talk. Like, it's big peaks in high school energy. Where they talk about, how about them Cowboys? And then, like, they just, like, talk about how great they are. And there's literally no shred of evidence whatsoever that says, hey, this team's going to be great. And, like, they'll be good in the regular season, but come the postseason, they're just going to choke. Like, they're a lot like the New Orleans Saints. And here's the thing. Like, Mike McCarthy has been blessed with two quarterbacks. And if it wasn't for that Super Bowl, I don't know if we'd be talking about him being great. To me, he's Brian Billick. Like, hey, you're kind of being you're riding on the coattails of, like, greatness. Like, you got greatness out of Aaron Rodgers, and he got you to one Super Bowl. But other than that, like, what have you done that shows to me, hey, you're a great coach? Like, I think Mike McCarthy is vastly overrated. I think also a lot of the problems stem from Jerry Jones and his ego. He thinks that he can help bring this team a title, and I think his ego needs to step aside. And I think it's why, like, you've had problems all these years.
Do you think you can make your ego go to the side when you're in your 80s like Jerry Jones, though?
I would like to think as you get older, you still learn how to do things. But I feel like if he's not letting it go, if he didn't let it go at the age of 60, he sure as hell hasn't let it go at the age of 80. I don't think he's going to let it go when he's dead. I think when he's dead, his ghost is going to come back into Jerry World and still run things.
And haunt it. That's what you're saying.
It is. Yeah. We're going to go. I think we might get this, offensive lineman. No! Wide receiver!
He's like saying, we should have taken Johnny Manziel. That's what I'll bring up. That's what it should have been. Do you like the Bucs since 2020, Chase? They have 6 playoff wins. Just think about that. The Lions, they now have their second playoff win in, what, like 70 years? The Bucs now have 6 since 2020. I know you love it.
Oh, absolutely. I think there was another stat where it was like from 76 to 2009, they only had, or from 76 up until 2019, they only had 6 wins. And then from that point on, we had an additional 6 wins. Like, I'm not used to this greatness. Like, I'm used to the Bucks like getting to the postseason and just absolutely disappointing. Like, this had the making of just being an absolute train wreck. Like, think about it for a second. Like, you had A.J. Brown, the best wide receiver on that team. He's out. You have this team stumbling into the postseason. Jalen Hurts is not looking good. This had the makings of Jalen Hurts goes off for 500 yards. Like, that's just what it, because that's what I'm used to. I'm used to Mitch Trubisky. Hey, this guy's awful. By the way, I'm going to casually throw 500 yards and 4 touchdowns on you because I can. And I'm just used to that. Not, and like, the thing is, we were close to it. Oh, we got dangerously close up until it wasn't. Like, up until maybe, I think the key point was when they went for the field goal, Zion McCollum went offside, and they said, nah, let's go for it, and then they lost. Like, I think that was the turning point right there. By the way, Zion McCollum, 2 penalties, cost 4 points for the Eagles. Gotta love it.
Gotta love it. We're here at Chase Bunker. He's loving it right now. I love, so you're texting me during the game, and a lot of it is just like, you know, just Bucks are awesome, screw Philly. But you weren't unique. I know you don't want to hear that. I mean, you are special. I'm getting so many Bucks fans. Just they've been drinking a little, and they hate the Eagles, and this is awesome. It was a good night for everyone. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Like, first off, kind of offended by that statement. Secondly, was there drinking involved? Yes. I began, so I made Prosecco grapes over the weekend, and it was just Prosecco and vodka, like with grapes soaking in it. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to dump out all this Prosecco and vodka. And so I added some orange juice and I started drinking that going in because I just needed something to numb the pain early. And then I celebrated afterward with a nice mix of blackberry moonshine and peanut butter whiskey. It's like peanut butter and jelly, but alcohol.
Did you have work the next morning?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man. Was it worth it, though?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what kind of question is that? I'm going to work with a bunch of people who don't have their team in the playoffs. Why? Because they're Jaguars fans. And here's me just celebrating. It's me and also one of my the morning show hosts who's also a Lions fan. We're also celebrating. Now, granted, this week is going to be really awkward between the two of us. But other than that, like, our team's won. Like, our team is, like, advancing the postseason, especially the Buccaneers team that, mind you, Mark, if you remember, a lot of people had this team being dead last in the Tank for Caleb sweepstakes. They did not think this team was going to be good because Tom Brady was gone. And that was the main key thing, is like, hey, the old guy's out of the room, therefore this team's going to suck. Even though Mike Williams stayed, Mike Williams was still there, so they saw Chris Godwin. They still had pretty much the whole offense. The defense was still there. Like, one person was gone, and they thought this team was just going to be bad. And it was crazy, and I love it because they shut up everybody.
All right, I'm going to take back what I said. I apologize. You're unique and special, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. It's all I ask for. By the way, I'm so glad that you didn't disclose all of the texts that I sent you because, one, I don't think they're allowed to be played on radio, and two, I made some wild takes during that.
One of my buddies,
give Baker a lifetime contract.
You did. One of my buddies is like, I'm toasty. That's what he wrote. That's code word for he's been drinking and he loves beating the Eagles. I just like that. I'm toasty. Like the Mortal Kombat 2 guy. Toasty!
That's
what it is. I'm really laughing.
That's such a polite way. Like, oh, I'm toasty. Like, hold on. Did he use a Y or an IE?
All right, let me check. Let me go back to the type. I think
this is very important.
Okay. And I will confront him on the air with it. Not today. Oh, no, I apologize. All right, let me make sure I clarify this here with Chase. I am toasted. That's what he's saying.
Oh, that's so much different.
Yes. I'm going to write toasty to you then moving forward. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to this weekend then. What do you think of the matchup against the Detroit Lions then?
I mean, I like this matchup. And, like, this is the bad part now, is that, like, this team's got me excited to where I might be thinking, hey, like, there are some circumstances here where we might actually be at an NFC championship game. Then it's going to evolve into, there might be some circumstances where we're in a Super Bowl with Baker freaking Mayfield. I like this matchup because here's the thing now is that you saw that line of the O-line of the
Eagles,
of the Lions get tested.
Yeah.
Like you saw against the Rams. And I'm talking about the Lions. And so you saw that team, that line get tested. You also saw like Puka Nacua just absolutely just eviscerate that secondary. That secondary of the Lions is really bad. Like that's their weak spot. And I feel like the Buccaneers need to do a good job of just attacking them at all, like at all fronts, essentially. Because, like, here's the big thing: who were the big players in the Bucs-Eagles game? It was Cade Otton, it was David Moore, and it was Trey Palmer. You didn't need Godwin and you didn't need Evans to be your guys, and that's what you might see again because, like, those are very suitable weapons. You get Trey Palmer in the open field, whew, good night. Like, I think the Buccaneers have a very good chance on this one. And I think as long as that defense steps up, if that defense plays like they did, now Detroit's going to be doing the same thing. We're both riding very big highs right now. But I think this roster knows how to keep it going. This roster knows how to play defense. And they know what it takes to win. And also, it is incredibly difficult to beat a team twice. I think I have Buccaneers by 14.
14. That's what 14. You're going in. 14. You
14.
Know, Detroit is favored by like 6 points in this game, and you're going 14 for Tampa. Are you still drinking that peanut butter and jelly rum, whatever you had?
It's a moonshine and whiskey. Thank you very much. And are you a cop?
Yeah, I'm a narc. That's what I am.
Okay.
I'm dressed like the Beastie Boys in the Sabotage video, where I got the fake mustache on. I'm really laughing.
Check it out.
I'm really laughing. 14 points is your prediction. Does it blow your mind that they might host the NFC Championship game?
Oh my gosh! I feel like we need to take one step at a time. But like, if we host an NFC Championship game, I may lose it. I may become even more indignant than I am now because here's the thing. Against the Packers, I like that matchup. San Francisco, I'll convince myself that we lose by two touchdowns. Like, I can convince myself that we'll probably only lose by two scores. That's fine. But if it's the Packers, I really like that matchup. Like, but... I'm going to think about it. No. Oh, you got me hyped now. Oh, boy. Yeah. There's a possibility, and I think it's going to be – like, Tampa won't contain itself at that point. Like, it was loud on Sunday or Monday. It's going to get even louder that game if it happens.
Your brain's not comprehending. Like, you're trying – I can see the wheels turning while you're talking, you still can't comprehend. I don't know if they've ever had it before. Not in our lifetimes, hosting game, but you're right. This is my thing about Detroit, Chase Bunker. Detroit's defense is going to play four quarters of football. It's not like the Eagles where, I mean, like, it was like the Bucs receivers caught the ball and then no one tried to tackle them. And you're like, what's going on here? What is this? And they just would start scoring. Detroit's going to be ready. But look, Detroit barely beat the Rams. They won by 1 point. One point, but they won. I can't wait for this game. It's going to be so much fun. All right, you're taking Bucs. Who do you got in Packers-Niners in the other game?
As much as I want the Packers to win, that Niners team is so good. I've said before that the Niners are probably going to go to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be Niners in a blowout. I think that team's really good. Christian McCaffrey's really good. And I don't think we're going to have another situation to where like all five of their top offensive players are going to go out with injury. So I think it's going to be Niners by a lot.
All right. So you got Niners and Bucks for the NFC Championship game. We're here at Chase Bunker. Let's go to the AFC. Who do you like? Mm-hmm. Ravens or the Texans?
Ravens. That defense is, that defense is good. And I mean, like, it's unfortunate that, like, we're riding the high of C.J. Stroud, which, by the way, C.J. Stroud, heck of a rookie year. Great for them. Great for that team, especially to turn around when, like, what, they were just, like, 2-win team just a few years ago. But I think that train stops here. That is a stacked defense. Like, offensively, it's not as good, but I still think the rushing attack from the Ravens is just that good. I'd take the Ravens.
All right, the other game, Bills and Chiefs. Who do you like?
Oh, my gosh. Every time I think the Chiefs are going to lose, they just keep coming back. They, to quote Breaking Bad, they can't keep getting away with this. Like, how do they, like, they don't have wide receivers. They have, like, Rashee Rice, who's like, oh, he's a glorified star. He's the up and coming. It's like, no, he's just kind of, like, he's the one that doesn't suck. Like, that's what he is. Like, you got Kelsey. Kelsey's your 1, 2, and 3 for Mahomes. And then it's Rashee Rice. Like, I keep thinking that the Chiefs aren't going to win. Like, I thought the game was going to be all set up for the Dolphins. I thought the Dolphins were going to, like, just pull this one out. And they just, they underperformed more than the Eagles did this past weekend.
Who's winning the game?
Bills. This is the time that they fall. This has to be the time that they fall. I'm going with the Bills.
He is going with the Bills. So you have Niners, Buccaneers, mm-hmm. and then you have Ravens and the Bills. That is your championship Sunday picks. That's it.
Yes.
All right. Before I let you go, are you going to MegaCon next month?
Wow, that snuck up on me. I didn't realize that MegaCon was next month because it's like, oh, let me phrase that. I've seen the ad, but it's one of those where I just, like, the concept of time just didn't grasp. And so I think it's around the time. When is it again?
It is the first weekend in February. It's usually in May, but for some reason they moved it up to February. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I
don't like that either.
I like May. I'm sorry. I have to go. It's the Nerd Super Bowl. I have to go to this thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like, and I want to go because, you know, Giancarlo Esposito is going to be there. And this isn't a Breaking Bad thing. It's a Payday 2 thing because he plays the dentist, who's one of the best characters in the game. But I want to go, but we just got done. So that game show, the gaming podcast, just got done doing Holiday Matsuri. We're more than likely doing Tampa Bay Comic Con. I don't think we can squeeze this one in, especially in such
Boo.
Short notice. Granted, you want to buy me a ticket?
No.
If you buy me a ticket, I'll try to. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Also, it's around the anniversary time, so I don't know if my wife will even let me.
Boo. All right. Here's who's there. You have Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor. So Obi-Wan and Anakin Skywalker. Then, mm-hmm. what's his name? Tom Hiddleston? Loki. He'll be there. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. Let's see. People from Stranger Things.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson from The Office. Yes, Dwight. Let's see. Who from Charmed is going to be there? This is very important to me now. Because I think it's Alyssa Milano, Rose McGowan, and Shannon Doherty are all going to be there. Mm-hmm. Our boy William Shatner is going to be there.
Oh, William Shatner is going to be there.
Can we talk Star Trek with him now? Can we do it?
Oh, I think we. Oh, yeah. Are we actually allowed to actually, like, can he actually say where he's going to be at this time?
For our listeners.
By the way,
what?
If he's listening, I like talking with you and everything. But, like, that was such a bizarre, like, weird song and dance that we had to do.
That's right. Most of the cast of 90210 will be there. Tony Danza is going to be there. They went crazy this year with the guests. They really did. Even Tony Danza.
Great for nerds and 80s sitcom fans.
That's right. Keith David's going to be there. Oh, I know.
Bond.
Yeah, this is going to be. Danny Trejo is going to be there. Machete. Ooh, now he's thinking. He's like, I do have that anniversary, though.
I do have that anniversary.
Chase, how can we check out your podcast?
You can find me on That Game Show, wherever you find your podcast, on either Spotify, Apple, Google. You can find us on YouTube as well. YouTube algorithm sucks. Like, you type in That Game Show, and even though we have more subscribers than them, you'll find one that has, like, 100 subscribers for some reason. So, like, if you look up, like, youtube.com/thatgameshow or just search a video on I did an interview with Grant Kirkhope, the Banjo-Kazooie composer, years ago.
Nice.
So you might find it through there. So, yeah, that's how you find it.
You're a great man.
Yeah.
You know,
I try to be.
You're a great man, and you're unique and special. Don't forget that.
Thank you.
Chase.
You know, it means a lot coming from you to hear that finally.
You're
after
damn
all
right.
These years of our friendship.
You're damn right, Peter Butter and Jelly. I can't even say that living. Peanut butter and jelly. Chase, my man, thanks for your help. Enjoy the game this weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Thanks for letting me have it on.